There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains called What's On Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know. That's why it's the name of the show. From the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, where Todd the Radio God Mitchell is hanging out today, making sure the trains run on time here today for the What's On Your Mind network. And, of course, beaming to AM 1100, the flag at Fargo-Moorhead, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, Ray and the entire region there of the Bakken in the northwest corner of North Dakota. And then, of course, the southwest corner handled well by KLTC and Dickinson at 1460 on your radio dial. A lot of folks listen with that iHeartRadio app, which you can download as well, and we appreciate that very much. We're broadcasting live today at General Cherry's Fireworks, helping celebrate their 45th anniversary. We're at the Frontier, North Dakota location today, and hope you stop on by and say hi. We're going to chat with Drew Breyer a little bit later on in the hour about some of the great things that are going on here at Generous Jerry's, and encourage you to shop Generous Jerry's for your fireworks purchases this year. We are going to take the first half hour of this hour of the program and do another Talk Radio Town Hall. We're joined today by Senator John Hoeven. Senator, happy Independence Day. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners, and happy 4th of July.
So tell us about this event that's going to happen in less than an hour out at the Veterans Cemetery. This is really neat in Mandan today. What are you up to?
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. At 11 o'clock this morning, we're going to dedicate the POW MIA wall at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. And so just want to thank the Vietnam Vets, Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club, and the 2nd Brigade Motorcycle Club for taking the lead on this and raising $200,000 and building just a fantastic wall memorial for all our POWs and MIAs from North Dakota. So we're going to dedicate that wall this morning at 11 o'clock. And again, just appreciate all those guys doing this for our, so many of them are veterans. But, this has been a big effort, goes back to 2007, and a big thank you to all of them.
And there are World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, and Desert Storm, MIA and POW names on that wall, 461, as you mentioned, in all. So,
And actually, from the time they started, I think there was something like 360-some POW MIAs, and just we found more as they were building this wall because they called attention to these North Dakota POW MIAs, and there's something over 450 range. And so, again, just something that needed doing, and thanks to them for stepping up and doing it.
You bet. The 2nd Brigade Motorcycle Club and the Vietnam Vets and the Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club that
they really led the charge. Yeah. And like I say, I remember some of them approached me back in 2000 when I was governor and saying, hey, can we do something like this on the, at the cemetery? I said, absolutely. This is just tremendous. Thanks for taking it on.
By the way, if you've not been there, it really is something to see. The Veterans Cemetery in Mandan, the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, and the address is 1825 46th Street in Mandan. If you want to take that in for folks that are in the neighborhood, that starts in less than an hour, about 11 o'clock.
Absolutely, 11 o'clock. Come on out. And, Scott, let me mention one other thing. We're actually kicking off an initiative today on my website on hoven.senate.gov to help people if they're looking for information on a family member who is POW, MIA, or if they're still trying to repatriate remains. They should go to our website now, or they can call our office and we can help them guide them into it. But in 2014, as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, we included setting up the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency. And we brought all the various parts of the DOD that work together on finding and repatriating POW MIAs And they're working to do that for anyone that's still missing. And so if family members have somebody where they're trying to get information, you know, somebody that still hasn't come back, where they're trying to get remains back, they should go to our website, and then we can help them with the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency and try to get them help for their loved one that served our country.
Is there a lot of active cases right now, a lot of things that you're a part of in that regard right now?
You know, we get them on a regular basis. You know, people will contact my office. Jessica Lee, who runs our Fargo office, just recently a family member got a hold of her, and we went to the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency. They helped us. We got the information in pretty short order, and that's actually what gave us the idea to start this website because there are people that have inquiries, and you just never know, and so we want to try to get them that help.
By the way, since we've chatted last, you have made it official that you are seeking re-election as a member of the United States Senate. So congratulations on that. And obviously, you're enjoying this want to re-up and keep going, right?
Well, it's a huge honor to represent the state of North Dakota. And if we could just get people in Washington to do things the way we do them out here in North Dakota, I think our country would be much better off. But, yeah, you know, it's something that we're working away at. And, again, it's just an honor to represent a state that's really doing great things. I mean, across the board, whether you talk about energy or what we're doing in so many other areas. For example, on Monday, I'm going to be up in Grand Forks, and we're going to be talking to General Atomics, which makes the Predator and the Reaper. And we're looking at getting them to come into Grand Forks. We've already got Northrop Grumman. So, I mean, you know, we're doing leading-edge stuff across the board in so many different ways in this state. And we're getting a lot of attention for it.
If you have a question or comment for Senator Holden, by the way, they're welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a pair of rounds of golf, two passes for two rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course in Medora for the first-time caller that calls in this hour. We have that on Fridays. Thanks to our good friends at Medora.
I'm going to help you here. That is a great deal. Anyone that hasn't played that course needs to get out and see it. That back nine, talk about something that's world class. That back nine is like no other. And I think people have heard, but this is the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical. So we were out there this week commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical. Big deal. But that place, the Medora just gets more and more amazing. So that's a nice deal. Anyone gets those passes for the Bully Pulpit.
Exactly right. So we love the first-time callers when they call the show. We talked a lot about once Republicans took control of the Senate, getting back to regular order. And you explained that and said how necessary that was because of how things were gummed up. It seems like it hasn't been as easy as you'd hoped to get regular order. I noticed, for instance, I mean, they're cranking out appropriations bills in the House and it's still slow going in the Senate. What's going on?
No, that's right on, Scott, and it's a really important point. I mean, we came right out of the blocks. We passed Keystone. We had, I don't know, 240-plus amendments. We said, we grounded out. We said, look, you know, if the minority party will work with us, we're going to give them their votes. They can offer their amendments, and, you know, we'll have the debates, and we'll get the work done the way we're supposed to get it done. You know, obviously, we passed Keystone. The president vetoed it, but, you know, we'll come back to that. We passed the budget, we're moving things, and now we've gotten to the appropriation bills. We're moving them through committee. For example, the appropriations bill for Department of Homeland Security, more than $40 billion, that's an area that I chair. We move that through the committee with 30 appropriations members on the appropriations committee. The vote out of committee was 26-4. So that's a bipartisan bill, important bill. Our problem now, Scott, is we can't get any of the Democrats to agree to allow us to advance those appropriations bills on the Senate floor. And their argument is that, you know, that we're reducing spending too much. And, of course, we have to. We've got a huge debt and deficit, and so we are reducing spending. And the way to do that, the intelligent way to do that, is to prioritize. And so we've got to be able to get these bills to the floor, and that's why we continue to push regular order. We continue to say we're having an open process. People can offer their amendments. But this is the work of the American people, and we need to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, vote no if you don't like it, right? I mean, if they don't, just but allow a vote. I mean, that's really it's pretty frustrating to see that play
that's
out.
That's it.
I mean,
but that's it, Scott. Don't filibuster. Let the bill come to the floor. Offer your amendments. Make your argument. Maybe you'll convince people to vote for your, you know, for whatever it is you offer. Everybody gets the, you know, the same shot. And then at the end, like you say, if you don't like it, vote no.
Yeah.
But the issue is filibuster bill. Let's get the work done.
Exactly right. All right, Craig and Mandan, Irvin in Minnesota, Ronna Kilder, Kate and Washburn are stacked up waiting to ask questions of Senator Hoeven. We'll do that after the break because we're right up against the break here, but we'll come back and get to your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall for Senator John Hoeven today, joining us on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. What's the most important thing to your sleep? MyPillow. And it should be your pillow. Two-for-one deal if you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. I love it. You will, too. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Jerry's Fireworks, 4th of July, Independence Day holiday weekend, kicking it off with fireworks, live and on location amongst all kinds of good fun. They have over 200 new items, over 500 items to pick from. I just found one. I'm a little confused because there's a picture of the President of the United States on this one, and the title of the fireworks display is Nightmare. So I haven't quite connected why they've got those two together. You can buy that right here at Generous Jerry's. I'm going to send you the photo, Todd, so you don't think I'm making this up.
No, I don't think you're making it up for a second. I don't doubt you.
You don't.
That's priceless.
Anyway, at Generous Jerry's for the 45th anniversary celebration here, stop by and see us if you're in the neighborhood. They have two Fargo locations, two Grand Forks locations. They're also in Williston, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Dickinson, Valley City, and Wahpeton. Senator John Hoeven is with us today, and it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's see who's first up here. Craig and Mandan for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Craig.
First-time caller. Been listening for years to this program, and I hope it never ends. It's such a great place to get in and voice your opinion. That's what the 4th of July is all about right there. And I got a question for Senator Hoeven, and then I'll hang up and make room for other people. But
yeah, good morning, Craig. Happy 4th to you.
Yeah, thanks. I got a question for Senator, and then I'll hang up and make room for more people. But I was just wondering, you know, when you first started running for the Senate of the United States, and when, you know, you've never been there, never had that office or whatever held before, and you're a North Dakota, you know, politician or whatever, and then you run on, you know, you're going to change this and promise to do this and all that stuff. I was just wondering, when you got there now and you've had this time under your belt, what is the biggest surprise as a North Dakota politician, when you got there, what was your biggest surprise that you found out that, boy, maybe I can't change things as easy as I say, or as, you know, as easy as you want to anyway. Thanks. Have a good pour.
Hey, Craig, don't go away, Craig, because since you're a first-time caller, we have a pair of bully pulpit passes for you from Medora, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, so hang on, and we'll let Senator Hoeven answer your question now on the biggest surprise.
Yeah, Craig, if you haven't played, you're gonna love that bullet pulp. Of course, picking that back nine, it is something special. You know, and your question's a good one. And I don't know if this is the biggest surprise, but it's something that you know, I deal with all the time, and it was on my mind before I went down there, and it's on my mind now. And that is, look, we've got to do the things that we've done in North Dakota to make things work. And what I mean by that is you create a good business climate. And that makes it easier for small businesses to do what they do, for people to pursue their dreams, whether it's in business or anything else. You empower the individual. And the problem we've got is our government at the federal level has gotten so big and so bureaucratic, and there's so many regulations that it's getting in the way of people in almost all aspects of their lives, and certainly from the standpoint of trying to do business and create jobs and grow our economy. And of course, that's the engine that makes this country go. And because we've had that focus where job creation is job number one, we've had that in North Dakota now for a long time, over a decade. And you can see, I mean, our state's leading the nation in economic growth, in job creation, now in population growth, and doing new and innovative things. But our country, which at one time was the best place in the world to do business, we're falling behind. And so we've got to get back to that. And it's really hard to get people on board with that in that kind of what I'd say North Dakota common sense way. But you got to stay at it. It doesn't happen overnight, but I'm just committed to it. And again, it's about bringing that concept, that approach that I think has always been the hallmark of our government back to Washington, D.C.
Thanks for the call, Craig.
Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And Manny will get your information and get you some golf passes on the way. Let's go up to Killdeer. Ron, your question for Senator John Hoeven on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, guys.
You too, Ron.
I'm working up here in the Bakken, and this probably isn't as much of a question as it is a statement. A lot of the people here are what I call W-2 guys. And we are just getting overwhelmed with taxes. We've got state taxes here. We've got state taxes back in our home state. We've got federal taxes. We've got gas taxes. We've got property taxes. Senator Hoeven, we're just tapped out. And I'm not really asking for a handout. What I'm asking for is you need to consider a much fairer tax code. Nothing perfect. But, you know, your businesses out there, they write a lot of stuff off. They declare it a business expense, and they pay no tax on it at all. And the working people out there, we're just running out of money to buy the products.
Yep. Yeah. No, you make a really good point, and that's what I was kind of getting at in my last answer, too. I mean, this burden of government, the regulation, the taxes, all that is making it harder for American people to achieve, I mean, to achieve in business and all the things across the board that, you know, has been the reason our country has really, led the world. And so you're right, and that means we need tax reform and tax simplification. And the point you make that's really important here is that some people are talking about just doing tax reform at the C-corp level. And that doesn't work because you've got all these sub-S corporations, LLCs, and LLPs that then would still be taxed at that top rate, which is up around 40%. And that's just federal tax. We're not talking about all the other taxes that you're talking about. And so when we do it, we've got to reform and bring that rate down for individuals. And that's where we've got a fundamental disagreement with the president and why we're at loggerheads. He won't do tax reform and allow us to actually reduce the rate. He wants higher taxes. And so that's why we really haven't been able to get it done. But I agree with you, and I'm adamant about that. We have got to find a way to do it that actually lowers the rate overall. And then your revenue growth comes from a growing economy, not higher taxes. And, of course, that revenue growth is not only for funding all the important things we need, like roads and the military and so forth, but also helps us reduce our debt deficit, which we have to do for future generations.
Yeah, that, you know, I appreciate the answer, and I'd just like to let you folks know that I'm not a citizen of North Dakota, but I am paying North Dakota state income tax, so you're welcome.
Well, you're working in our state. You're working in our state, and we appreciate you, and we want to try to do more to reduce that tax burden.
Ron, thanks for the call.
Sir. Yeah.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the call. Senator, only about a minute left. Can you give me a quick update on this trade battle?
Well, on trade, I think where we're going to go is we're trying to expand trade and do it in a way where it makes good sense, and we open up markets. When Americans get a chance to compete, we can outcompete anybody. Our workers, our farmers, you name it, the high tech across the board, we do it better than anybody. And so the key is that we have that opportunity. And you have to keep in mind, any trade agreements that come forward have to get a vote now in the Congress. So none of those trade agreements can go without getting a hearing and a vote in the Congress. So that's important, and we want to push transparency and the debate and have the vote.
All right, we're out of time. Have a great 4th of July. Our best to Mikey and the whole family, and hope that is a great turnout for the veteran ceremony at the POW/MIA Memorial today in Mandan. Senator John Hovind with us, folks, on What's on Your Mind. More coming up with your calls.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Let it ride. I agree. Fireworks or food? What's more important to you on the 4th of July? We know family is. That's been pointed out. We know friends are. We know all that. We're just kind of curious if you sway more to the, hey, this is about what we're going to cook up on the grill. 82% of meals on Independence Day weekend are made outdoors. That, I think, is pretty cool. Anyway, but the big question of the day is fireworks or food? What's more important for you on Independence Day? Give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you have a celebration you want to tell us about, let us know. Is Mandan the premier 4th of July celebration in the state? I got to think it is, just by sheer numbers. People voting with their feet that show up at that event has got to be North Dakota's number one. Fargo doesn't really have one, you know. It's in Moorhead. The Fargo folks usually go over to the Minnesota side for MSUM. But anyway, we got a call from Hag earlier, which was really neat, telling us about their celebration. If you have something planned you want to tell us about, let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-256-8503.
226.
Oh, sorry. 701-226-8503.
There you go.
701-226-8503. Drew Breyer is here from Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Part of a long line of the Breyers that have been part of the Generous Jerry's Fireworks family for a lot of years. 45th anniversary. How are you, Drew?
Doing well, Scott.
So do you remember as a little wee boy?
I do. Hanging out. I did my first season of fireworks was in fifth grade, shortly after I went to UND hockey camp.
And they put you to work.
Yep.
And this is work. I mean, you and your whole staff here, it's like you could just go crazy hours.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah. I unloaded a trailer last night about 4 o'clock in the morning, and, yeah, just kind of unloading trailer after trailer. It's getting crazy.
It is. And you know why they're unloading trailers at 4 in the morning? They just can't keep up because it's unbelievable. They just keep restocking this, and it's all restocked up right now, and it's pretty amazing. This stuff just flies off the shelf because you guys have been doing this for so many years. You do it right, so it's great. What do you want to tell folks about your fireworks here?
Sure. Well, earlier we mentioned that we don't have any generic products. I was kind of thinking, you know, what does that mean? Well, other generic products, you know, you've got generic soda. You've got generic Cheerios. You know, but with those products, you are saving some money. You don't really know what's in those products. When you're dealing with Black Cat, when you're dealing with Windup, you know those products and you can trust them. And those are the only products that we stock in the store, are those premium brands. To start, we've got window multi-shots, which are very nice, as well as I'm a big fan of our artillery, one of which we've got Surge of Power. You've got 12 canisters in each box of those, and each one of those has 60 grams of gunpowder and of rapport. And if those were to go even point, a tenth of a gram larger, they would be Class B fireworks, and we can't stock those.
So it's maximum.
Right to the limit.
Yes, sir.
Sell. Right, and that is, and tell me that item again.
Surge of power.
Surge of power.
And I'll tell you what, so I'm curious if anybody out there is listening. That item's marked right now at $43.95. I'll go half off. If anybody mentions the Scott Henin Show, I'll mark it $22, limit of two.
Heck of a deal. So just come in and find Drew and say, hey, I want that deal for half off.
Yes, sir.
On that stuff that's right at the limit. Surge
the
of
peak.
Power. The peak of power. I'm kind of a fan of this this one here, but I haven't quite figured this out. Todd has one suggestion, but it is a, what is this?
That is a multi-shot.
Okay, it's a multi-shot. So in other words, one there's a bunch of shots in here.
Yes, 16.
16 of these in one packet.
And so I was talking about the maximum charge for an artillery. Well, this is a 200 gram, so it's kind of a medium level multi-shot, and there's 10 shots in each. Yep, you light it, and yes, it'll go up 10 times.
This one is called Nightmare, and there's a picture of a President Obama sleeping. So I don't know why President Obama would be tied with something that says Nightmare. I can't.
Secret Service Nightmare. You threw one of those, and yeah.
That could be. Is that what you think it is, Don? Do you think it has something to do with his tenure as President of the United States? Do you think that would have anything to?
It'll sell. Doubt about
yes,
it.
Yes, no.
There are plenty of people that would buy that, just that may not even buy other fireworks, but because of that,
all right.
It goes off the shelf, flies off the shelf.
Well, watch this one fly off the shelf today, Drew, because we mentioned it here on the program, right? And then I see a whole lot of displays where you have buy four, get one free multi-shots. And those are like 200-gram ones, right?
Yes. Well, actually, so that's for our 200-gram multi-shots. Or 500-gram multi-shots, and then fountains as well. So you buy four of those, and you get the fifth one free.
Over there are shell racks.
Yes.
What's a shell rack?
So, artillery, you've got a tube, you drop the shell in, light the shell, and then you can, reuse the tube.
Uh-huh.
Well, with shell racks, that's like taking nine artillery, cannons and taping them together, and the fuse will go through all nine of them in one show. So it's
nice.
A shell rack. They're about 3-inch cannons that those are coming out of. And, yeah, those are some of the largest fireworks we saw.
By the way, I just noticed this one here. What in the world is that?
Thunder whip bomb.
It's a thunder whip bomb?
Yes, sir. That's that'll stretch out about 12 feet long, and you light the end of it. And it's kind of a glorified firecracker. It has kind of a nice thunder effect to it, and it kind of whips back and forth as it goes down the fuse.
But it's it's a couple feet high and foot wide, so
yes, sir.
It's quite a firecracker.
It is.
There's this giant wick coming out of the top of it too.
It's a fun one.
Just having too much fun today. And then don't forget the large Mandarin red cracker snaps. They're only $1 a box. So this would be my favorite item.
They are fun.
Which is the most economical as well. And these are the ones that they look like little firecrackers, but you just throw them on the ground and they make some serious noise.
They were flying off the shelf this year.
Have they?
If you think about the white ones, the little white snappers at the tail, they've got to have at least 10 times more snap to them.
Todd, it's probably been a while since you've heard any of these. You're wanting to hear this again, I'm assuming?
Go for it.
Live demoing forecast. So here's the bike right there on the ground, okay? And here is... There's one of these large Mandarin red cracker snaps. I'm going to watch the people in the store at the same time we do this. One, two, and three. Yeah, people jumped. It's hilarious, actually, to watch people jump. They turn around and they run. What do you think, Todd?
Love it.
Your ears? Yeah, your ears still ringing? Or what's the deal?
Of course.
Yeah, very good stuff. Well, Drew, thanks a bunch, and tell me the half price Mega One again.
That is Fire in the Hole.
In the Hole.
And every half an hour we do a different item where we'll have half off. I think the next one I'm going to do is going to be on a fountain.
But Fire in the Hole right now is half off. And then for our listeners, it's half off the...
Yes, Surge of Power.
Surge of Power.
One of the finest artillery offerings we have in the store. That's marked at $43.95. I'll be going half off for Scott Henin listeners.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And you can find a generous series location... in Grand Forks, exit your choice, off I-29, 138 or 141. Fargo, exit 60 or 69. And they're also in Jamestown at the new Senex store. Williston, kitty corner from Walmart. Devil's Lake at the Lever Supermarket. Dickinson at 1332 Main Street South. Valley City, northwest corner of Main and Central. And Wahpeton, they're at the 210 Bypass. And you will not be disappointed. These folks have been doing fireworks for a long time. Bring the coupons from anywhere else, and they'll honor them here. And I always encourage people, go here first, and then you'll quickly find out best deals are right here at Generous Jerry's. Surge of power. Do you like to go right up to the limit, Todd? I'm kind of a right up to the limit
guy. Well, yeah. I mean, well, you don't buy fireworks to have them, you know, be wimpy and go, bleh. You want that surge of power. That's the whole reason you do it. You bet.
Cindy says, Scott, I am proud, very proud, to be an American. In America, I can be what I want to be. It's up to me. I say to anyone who feels America's not to be proud of, there are planes and ships going all over the globe. Pack your bags and go. Otherwise, take a look around. See what you can do. Make improvements. That's from Cindy in Bismarck. The best part of that is, Cindy, thank you for that. In America, I can be what I want to be. It's up to me. I love that.
Amen.
Because there's really two schools of thought that you can approach life with. You know, one is, look, it's all up to me. My attitude and how I decide to do it and whatever curveballs come my way, I'm going to deal with that adversity and take it and be better for it, right? Or there's another school of thought that says, well, you're going to be a victim. You're going to think, oh, you know, everybody's out to get me, and, you know, there's no way to go through life. So, way to go, Cindy. Well said. For sure. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address, and Todd loves your texts. You're not getting many texts today. I think everybody's enjoying your 4th of July holiday.
Yeah. Well, I don't want people texting and driving. That's the other thing. I think we got a lot of people that are behind the wheel on their way to fun, so...
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're not listening. It just means, hey, don't go texting and driving. I don't want anything to happen.
That's right. 701-226-8503. If you're not driving and do care to text, you can do that. 701-226-8506.
Three. Holy cow, Scott.
I'm messing that up today.
I know.
Just put it in your dang contacts, for crying out loud. Put it in Todd's worth it. So you think the whole Obama nightmare fireworks is about just selling more fireworks? You think it's a ploy to... A
combination of selling more fireworks and the fact that, let's face it, Secret Service, if you started throwing that around, yeah. I mean, because even if he's your guy, you know somebody for whom he's not your guy, give it to them, and they'll have a laugh. You have to admit that.
Yeah. There you go. I have a photo of it up on our Facebook page, and Todd just shared it as well on the K-Fire page, so check that out. Kelly is suggesting on our Facebook page that it's probably a dud. So thank you, Kelly. I like that. Todd just thinks it's commerce. He's thinking it's because it's going to
sell. Hey, you know, if he's not your guy and you've wanted him out of office, you can blow him up, so to speak.
Yeah. One texture says, grill up some chicken wings that have been soaked in a chicken broth, buffalo garlic sauce, makes your mouth pop like fireworks. Really?
Okay.
What a fine suggestion. Yeah. Frontier, North Dakota, right next to High Plains Apache, by the way, is where we're broadcasting today at Generous Jerry's Fireworks. One more segment to go, so last chance to tell me what's on your mind on this 4th of July.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot. And July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. The North Dakota Lighting Council looks forward to seeing you at one of these summer field day events. For more information, contact your local county extension office.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Generous, generous Jerry, keep booming, booming, booming. Keep on line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Save on the biggest and best selection. Pick up your coupons at the door. And remember, military get an extra 10% off. Find locations in Williston, Dickinson, Devil's Lake, Wahpeton, Jamestown, Valley City, two in Fargo, two in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a freebie, too.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks today, helping to celebrate their 45th anniversary and helping a whole lot of families. Gosh, you see the kids here with smiles on their face from, you know, a mile wide. Brings me right back to my youth. Very fun. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, here in North Dakota, coal is a large part of the energy mix, and it is for Minnesota, too, because of the proximity to our coal. Families and the businesses pay less for electricity, and then you have more money for other needs, right? Nationwide, electricity prices are an average of 11% lower in states that generate more than half of their electricity from coal than in states using other energy sources. Let me say that again. So, nationwide, the electricity prices are, on average, about 11% lower in states like ours that generate more than half of our electricity from coal. So, it's a darn good deal. It sure is. And we're lucky. We're darn lucky. In fact, the world's second largest reserves of lignite are located here in North Dakota. And according to the Energy Information Agency, coal is the energy source for about 46% of electricity use in Minnesota
and get a load of this, 79% of the electricity use here in North Dakota. It's abundant and it is affordable. Join the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future to make sure we maintain it. It's important, folks. All right, let's get back to the phones here and chat with some folks about what's on their mind on this fine day. Halliday is where we're going next for Casey. Casey, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely.
Thanks, Casey.
Calling to share one of my family's 4th of July traditions. Every 4th of July, we sit down and we read the Declaration of Independence. And I think that's a good tradition in our family. And I think that this year it's more important than ever, you know. Take a look at it and read it and think about it and look at where we were at the founding of this country and then look at where we are today.
You are a good dad. That's a great idea. And, you know, you could prompt a lot of discussions out of that. You know, you could take the headlines from a week ago and say, okay, here's the Constitution. Here's what they did. What's missing? You know, you could find all kinds of fun. See this 10th Amendment? Just scratch that out. That's what the Supreme Court just did. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. Unfortunately. But, I mean, I don't think we'd be in the position we're in if more people, more parents would do what you've done, Casey, and just make sure their families understand this. It's, you know, what the Founding Fathers intended. So, good for you. Casey, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, actually, I don't have any kids. My dad passed it down to me from when I was back home. And, I mean, you take a look at it and you think about how close we really are to reporting to a tyrannical government. And there's a lot in there that you can just kind of scratch your head and go, well, yeah, that's kind of the same, you know. It's getting bad out
there.
Yeah,
interesting.
Need to stand up and do something about it.
And one little thing you can do is be well informed in what the Founding Fathers intended in that Constitution. So glad your dad handed that down and keep it going, Casey. Appreciate that. Frank and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I was thinking about how me and my friends and family usually do 4th of July fishing or onshore or picnicking, stuff like that. And then I figure a lot of representatives, senators listen to like your program. So I have a suggestion that you make a national non-resident shore fishing license. So, like, if a person from North Dakota goes to Wisconsin, they go to the park with their relatives, they can drop a bobber in the line for $10 and not worry about paying high non-resident fees or something like that just for one day, 2 days shore fishing, not out in a boat and everything like that. You know, reeling in gobs of fish, supposedly, but, you know, or if someone from Louisiana comes up to North Dakota for $10, they could use it here, or if they went to Georgia, they could use it there for $10, you know, for a couple of days, just do a little shore fishing with their family and friends while they're cooking out. And so I
thought
maybe if they
just
could get in that, you know, maybe if they hear that, they could do something like that just for fun, you know, don't have to.
Yeah.
Spend your time running down to the license office or worry about the game warden coming by when they're trying to have a good time and stuff like that. So hopefully they'll hear it and maybe they'll do something like that. So that's all I got.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, good idea. Appreciate your call and be a great way to promote fishing for sure and make it about another time-honored tradition for the 4th. One more quick call. Bethany and Napoleon, what's on your mind?
Hi, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Not doing too bad. Just sitting at work. I just wanted
What's
to
on your mind
about
today?
On 4th of July, what me and my family do, we usually go fishing and we do a lot of smoking on the grill. But our biggest thing with my family when we get together is we blow stuff up and try to make the biggest thing we can. It's usually pretty cool. We got half the town sometimes driving out past our house. Just they sit there on the highway and they watch. It's pretty cool.
So any idea what you're going to blow up this year?
Oh, man, I don't even know yet, but to be honest, I love watching most of the time, but I'm the one sitting on the sidewalk with a little torch, and I do the snakes.
I'm big on the snakes, too. I know it's left over from my childhood. The smoke bombs, you know,
the
snakes,
the
fun stuff. Yeah, right, you don't need right. dark. And since you like blowing stuff up, you'd love these the large mandarin red cracker snaps that Generous Jerry's is selling. I don't know if you heard any, but because I love scaring everybody here. Yeah, did you hear those? Yeah, let me.
Yes, I did.
Allow me to demonstrate one more time. Yes, there they are. They're very popular. Thank you. Thank you, Bethany. Have fun blowing stuff up in the foley and just be safe and take care for everybody. All right, folks. God bless you one and all. We'll see you Monday. Busy week next week on What's On Your Mind. See you then. Thanks for listening.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online at valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.